When you are building something, you have to basically just not build the product, but build what you're going to do with the product.
Are you ready to hear business stories and learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and level up your business from awesome CEOs, entrepreneurs, and founders without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresh values your time and is ready to share with you the valuable info you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dan Raju. Dan, excited to have you on the show.
Gresh, thanks for having me on the show. Really excited.
Yes, I'm excited as well and all the awesome things that you're doing. And of course, before we jumped into the interview, I wanted to read a little bit more about Dan so you can hear about some of those awesome things. And Dan is the Chief Executive Officer of Tradier. Dan has overall responsibility of Tradier in the company's strategy and direction. And under his leadership, Tradier has grown rapidly from an innovative product to an essentially infrastructure fabric that powers 200 plus investing platforms globally and serving some of the most active traders in the market. In his 25-year career as a technologist and entrepreneur, he has launched many successful online retail and financial products. Prior to founding Tradier, Dan was the Chief Information Officer of TradeKing, now Ally Invest. And prior to that, he held senior executive level positions for large companies like the Associated Press, Borders Bookstores, Charming Shops, and NCR. Dan received his Bachelor's of Science degree in Chemical Engineering from JN Technology University in India and a Master's in Computer Science from the University of Mississippi in the United States. And I was listening to an interview with Dan, and he mentioned that Tradier was kind of like trading in a box. So I think it's really cool and awesome, like all the things that they've been able to do and build. And I'm super excited to kind of jump in. And I think he mentioned in one of those interviews that he kind of has a mentality of always kind of looking to build, to grow. And he didn't use the word disrupt, but I'm going to use the word disrupt sometimes industries and make things a little bit better. So Dan, excited to have you on. Are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I'm excited. Let's say you have a great community and I'm happy to share my thoughts with them. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Excited to have you on. So I guess to kind of kick everything off, let's rewind the clock a little bit, hear a little bit more on how you got started, what I call your CEO story.
So I was born and brought up in India. I'm a chemical engineer by my education. I have a master's in computer science. I had spent a lot of my early career, trying to understand the enterprise and the business that surrounds the enterprise. And what made amazing sense to me was how businesses get created and how new businesses come and take over existing stack of businesses. That really fascinated me. So I worked in the consulting side for a little bit, then worked for NCR, like you were saying. Then eventually, over my career, I worked in some senior level, C-level positions at a few large retail firms. But one of the key elements that always, but my role has always been on the technology side. Somewhere in 2008, after going from retail to media, I had basically discovered my passion for, online retail investing. I mean, I fundamentally thought that eventually people are going to want to manage their money more and more, right? The idea, I think as people get more sophisticated, as people get more self-empowering, finances, the control of finances would move from large banks to the hands of individuals. And that was the heart of my interest into the retail finance side. So spent some time at TradeKing. And eventually the calling came at Tradier. This is about 10 years ago that what we had discovered before we started Tradier was a very simple concept. And that is that actually 4 to 7 million people are expected to jump into managing their own finances, and the tools and the skills they needed to manage their finances on the retail side needed to be enhanced to a point they are empowered in a way that they are able to get all the advantages, the data, the content, the power of technology that the institutions had. So it's been a mission to basically go ahead and how do you bring that kind of institutional depth into the retail side? So that has been the mission that started Tradier. And the heart of it is basically empowering people to be able to make their own decisions financially. And I was focusing on the trading side. So that was the heart of it. So we started Tradier about end of 2012, 2013 timeframe. But we had a very unique view about it. So the idea was to take some of the most complicated stuff that is there in the brokerage space. Brokerage is an investing stack. If you think about the brokerage business, it's archaic, it's old, it is confused by regulation. It's misunderstood. And sometimes people actually have almost a negative opinion about traditional banks and brokerage firms. And so we had embarked on a vision to basically take that burdensome stack and kind of open it up in a way that everybody has access to it. And all entrepreneurs all over the world could have access to the U.S. stock market in a way that they can build and create new products. So the idea of empowering retail investors was letting them act, but is breaking the barriers that let other people offer great tools. So that was the idea, and API is a manifestation of that. So we started it in 2012. We have since grown substantially. I mean, we do today somewhere between close to 2% of the US retail market comes to us today. We power, like you said, hundreds and hundreds of platforms, and we support some of the most active traders in the market. But all through the growth of the company, and we have offices in primarily based in Charlotte. We have a few other offices across the country. But all through the mission, and it has been a very simple focus for us, and that is how do you unbundle technology through a set of great innovators and get it delivered in the hands of retail investors. And today we are proud to say that. I mean, we have been a part of the growth in the options space. And that's basically giving people advanced trading capabilities. We do a lot of equity volume. We're servicing clients, not just domestically, but close to 108 countries outside the US. But at the heart of it, it is really enabling them, empowering them by giving them the tools, technology, data, content, and service for them to make their own financial decisions. And that's kind of what we do.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Do you feel like that's part of your or the organization's secret sauce, the ability to kind of tap into that and how that has manifested itself with everything you all have been able to build, the API, just all those things? Do you feel like that's part of what sets you apart and makes you unique?
Yeah, see, at the end of the day, businesses succeed because they are there for a purpose, right? And in most cases, successful businesses, the purpose is beyond the financial aspect. And companies, startups have to succeed because they have to believe in a common cause, right? And the cause just can be we'll sell the company and make some money eventually, right? I mean, that has to be something, but you focus on that and that becomes a focus and you never serve the customer or your client or the purpose or the industry well. Yeah, so for us, I think, you know, it was about, you know, doing the right thing. And for us, doing the right thing meant we're dealing with people's money. So let's measure not once or twice, but let's measure 10 times before we cut. That was very important for us. And it was very important for us to be transparent. We felt like it was, people should be able to connect with what we do and what we say and not be lost in the complexity of what we say. That's very important for us. And the last thing is, When the doors are shut and you're working in the office, you have to carry those to everything that you do, the way you behave, the way you respond to a customer, the technology you build, and most importantly, the messaging you put out. So for us, I think that always do the right thing kind of a message, since we are fundamentally dealing with people's money, and not only just money of a money, you know, money for what a dollar means for $1 billion. For a person who has $1 billion or a person who has got $10,000, a dollar is a dollar. It means the same thing for him, right?
I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. So this could be like an app, a book, or even a habit that you have, but what's something that makes you more effective and efficient?
I think it's very important for you to just be able to communicate what you're thinking about it at each point of time. It's sometimes not as important for you to defend what you were thinking about yesterday, today. If you get lost in wanting to defend what you were thinking about yesterday, then you're just not ever going, you're neither going to be agile and people are not going to respect you. You have to basically take up the position that I'm in a journey and I'm going to communicate my journey to the rest. It trickles down organizationally where people, everybody in the company knows that they're in a journey and they're not right every time. So I think that idea that you can actually go ahead and that idea that you can over communicate and let people understand where you are at each point of time, even in many cases, you differing from what happened, yes, what you said yesterday, it creates a culture in the company to scratch and redraw it every time.
What would you consider to be what I would call a CEO nugget? This is a little bit more word of wisdom or piece of advice. I like to say it might be something you would tell to your favorite business client, or if you happen to a time machine, you might tell younger business Dan.
I could say that what I learned from my experiences, it comes down to something that's very, very simple. And that is that you need to have, and it's a nugget that I basically have found a lot of success in everything that we as a company do and what I do. And that is to know that when you are building something, you have to basically just not build the product, but build what you're going to do with the product, right? So I see a lot of young entrepreneurs basically getting caught up or lost in, I build something, the world is going to come running to me. And most often, that of not having to, just because they have not thought through what I would do with the product along with while I'm building it, it has a very sequential way of creating a business where you create a business, you create a service, you isolate yourself, build something, and you open the doors. And in most cases, you find nobody's coming. Right. But I think so. And so it's just as important to know from day one. In fact, I sometimes say people, I would hire a marketing person before I hire a tech person in many businesses. Right. So it's important to know it is a much more challenging task to go to market than it is to actually build a product. So I see a lot of entrepreneurs focusing on the product, which is absolutely important to do. The product is the driver, but the success comes from building a go-to-market strategy while you're building the product and not sequence one behind the other.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And our goal is to have different quote-unquote CEOs on this show. So Dan, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I mean, being a CEO is about being the evangelist for the purpose you're leading the team towards, right? And that's the primary purpose, is the ability to let people focus on that end goal, that mission, that actually the stream of which runs through the company, and being able to always think, focus, and try to remove all the distractions, and not only you, but people around you focus on the small, simpler goals, right? I think simpler goals are generally bigger goals. I always have this definition. The simpler goals are bigger goals, right? And I think the key would be to basically go ahead and want to do that every day. It is very, very easy for us to get up in the morning as an entrepreneur at 7 o'clock in the morning, turn on your Zoom or get to your office and hustle through everything, right? But at the end of the day, if you're able to filter out what's directly with, if you're able to filter out the items that are closest to your goals, I think you'll always become a better CEO, a better leader, a better manager, and most importantly, a person who basically connects with people. So for me, the key about being the CEO is constantly making sure that yourself personally and the world around you and the ecosystem that you've built over time is focused on the main goal every day. And so I think that's what is the hardest part of being the CEO. I say this all the time, CEOs who are basically focused on the one simple goal are generally more hands-on, more involved with the business than CEOs who are basically kind of living in, you know, unreal realities, right? And it not only confuses the team around you, but actually confuses the company, the message, the purpose, and eventually that all catches up with the company and yourself. So for me, being the CEO is about staying focused around a simple goal, the goal that you have always stood for. And as long as you're doing that all the time, it filters out all the stuff you don't need to worry about in most cases. So it's more important, I think, for CEOs to kind of basically, it's more important, I think, for them to choose what not to work on, as important as just to know what to work on.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, Dan, truly appreciate that definition. Of course, I appreciate your time even more. So what I wanted to do now was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional that you can let our readers and listeners know. And of course, how best people can get a hold of you, your team, find out about the API, all the awesome things that you and your team are working on.
The best way, just go to Tradier.com, and that's probably the best way to get hold of Tradier. I think we try our best to basically describe the products and all we do. We have the Tradier Hub, which is our own television live content studio that we telecast every day. So it's an amazing amount of content over there about what we do and how we're changing the lives of so many companies. Yeah, and everything about Tradier is on Tradier.com. And you can always reach service and figure out and have them send me a message, and I'll always come back. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much again, Dan. Of course, we're going to have the links and information in the show notes as well, too. Thank you so much, my friend, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Check out the latest and greatest apps, books, and habits to level up your business at ceohacks.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.